This is JIS News. Coming up, Senate approves Banking Services Act, $1 million fine for persons in breach of Weights and Measures Act, and consumers warned to exercise caution when purchasing eggs. The news in detail after this message.
Are you registered to vote? If not, don't miss your chance to get on the next voters list. The deadline for registration is Wednesday, September 30. Persons not registered by September 30 for the November voters list cannot be added before May 2016. To get registered, simply visit the EOJ constituency office nearest you. For more information, call us at 922-0425-9 or visit ecj.com.jm. Remember, voting is your right.
Now the news. The Southeast Regional Health Authority, SERA, is urging the public to exercise caution when purchasing eggs. This follows reports that eggs improperly disposed of at the Riverton City Disposal site are being scavenged by members of the public. Chairman of SERA, Dr. Andre Cook, says consumption of unsafe eggs can result in foodborne illnesses, including salmonellosis.
We are recommending that people stay away from buying eggs unless they are buying it from reputable places. Because eggs that have been disposed as not being good can make you very sick. There are other illnesses that you can get from it that will require you to be hospitalized.
Dr. Cook was speaking in an interview with JIS News Tuesday. The Kingston and St. Andrew Health Department is working with the police to locate and destroy the eggs. The listing of the Blue and John Crow Mountains as World Heritage Sites will create jobs for young people in St. Thomas and Portland. That's the word from Minister of Youth and Culture Lisa Hanna.
There is work in heritage. You can become tour guides. There will be opportunities to build log cabins, to have bed and breakfasts in your area. So there are tremendous opportunities that will open up to persons, and especially, and I want to say especially, St. Thomas.
Minister Hanna was speaking at a JIS think tank session Tuesday. She says plans are in the pipeline to extend the borders of the World Heritage Site to include areas around the Blue and John Crow Mountains. The Senate has approved the Banking Services Act, which seeks to modernize the regulatory framework within which banks operate. The act will amend and consolidate existing Banking and Financial Institutions Act, as well as sections of the Building Societies Act, into one governing legislation. Regulations in the bill deal with the hours of opening, establishment of branches, license fees, amalgamation and transfers, capital adequacy, deposit-taking institutions, and license application rules. Piloting the Banking Services Act in the Senate Friday, Minister of Justice Senator Mark Golding said it seeks to bring the country's deposit-taking institutions in line with modern international standards.
Collectively, along with the principle at the Banking Services Act, they will assure that Jamaica has a regulatory system for the deposit-taking institutions, which is fit for purpose, which is in accordance with modern international standards, and which can support the levels of investment that an economy that is poised for growth requires.
Minister Golding adds that the Banking Services Act is one of the fundamental pieces of legislation needed for the overall restructuring of the economy under the current International Monetary Fund IMF agreement. And persons breaching stipulations under the Weights and Measures Amendment Act 2015 could now be fined up to $1 million under the revised legislation recently passed in the Senate with two amendments. The act establishes standard mechanisms for weighing and measuring equipment and imposes penalties for nonconformity. Under the new legislation, Section 2 of the Principal Act has been amended to significantly increase the original maximum fine of $2,000, which can be imposed where the offender uses for trade, is party to, or is in possession of any weighing or measuring equipment deemed false or defective. Justice Minister Senator Mark Golding says the amendments are intended to safeguard consumers by ensuring the delivery of a consistently high standard of products and services.
The existence of a proper functioning regime for ensuring metrology compliance holds great significance as we seek to ensure an economy that can grow and sustain investment.
Senator Golding notes that the regime is integral to the national quality infrastructure, which underpins the development of commerce and trade, deemed pivotal in realizing the government's growth agenda for Jamaica. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.